You're listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings.
Well, and that's actually very true. What I consider to be the most influential few minutes of your day is right here. You're already listening to it. And it's the only travel podcast in the world with a money-back guarantee. So I really... Welcome back, and thank you for being here. You know, when I think of riveting travel programming, the first word that comes to mind is insurance, as I'm sure it is you, is the same. I mean, this is some heady stuff here. Now, hold on. I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. There's a few of you, and thank goodness it's a few of you who have actually really been helped by having an insurance policy on the road. And fortunately, it's a very, very small few of you that have had to actually use it. But I know a lot of you get travel insurance for your vacations, and that's a good thing. I always recommend it when I can. But here now, we've got the whole COVID-19 overlay to deal with. And the good news for you and I, Megan, I knew I was going to do it, Megan. I'm sorry about that. Megan Walsh is here from InsureMyTrip.com. Megan, it's nice to meet you, by the way.
Yeah, and thank you very much for having me on.
It's my pleasure. And you know what? You have such an award-winning personality. We've done our research on you, Megan.
Oh?
We have. We know that you really love talking about travel insurance. And you know, I dig that about you. I do. You know, we have a little fun with this subject because it's not laying on the beach with the sun and the, you know, we're not, that's not the subject I want to talk about today because this is a really important topic. So we have a little fun with it, of course, because we can, but it's pretty serious stuff, right?
It is. It's insurance. And you know, it may be the less glamorous, I guess.
Right.
Part of planning your trip, you know, you're planning everything, you're going away somewhere nice, but it can be, you know, a huge help, God forbid something goes sideways during your trip.
Absolutely, and I think that that's where we should start with this too, because I'm sure you get asked your number one question when you're out having Mai Tais, one, responsibly, of course, and finger foods. They say, come on, Megan, do I really need travel insurance? How in the world do you answer that question?
So I really think the answer to that is it depends.
Yeah.
First of all, do you have a decent financial investment in your travel? Are you going abroad where you may need medical coverage? Your primary health benefits may not cover you. So really, it's what your main concerns are and, you know, what coverage you may need.
Right. And I think that's a really smart place to start, too, because I do subscribe to the notion is that there is a correlation between the money you're spending on this particular trip versus not. And certainly I would think that that has something to do also with whether or not you're leaving your home country. Doesn't that play a role in that evaluation process?
Yes, I would say so. And yeah, so if you're making a financial investment in this trip, and say, you know, something happened, you were to get ill before the trip or something, and you weren't able to go on the trip, would you be able to lose that amount of money and, you know, and be okay with that?
Right.
So typically with the comprehensive trip insurance policies, you'll have cancellation and interruption coverage. And that would cover you if you had to cancel or interrupt for one of the listed covered reasons within the plan.
Right.
The number one reason being if you were to become ill or injured and, you know, a doctor says you can't travel. There are also other covered reasons, but again, that's the main one. So, it's all depends.
It
and
varies.
As you mentioned, going abroad, your primary health coverage may not cover you where you're going. So plans do offer medical benefits. God forbid something were to happen to you.
I think that's such a great point too, because again, when we talk about this, it's so, so important to perhaps even check with your insurance carrier to start. I don't particularly like to call my insurance company, and they kind of stay out of my life, which is kind of nice. I just send them money, and usually I don't have to talk to them, which is lovely. They have other problems to deal with. But to call them and say, listen, I'm leaving the country. I'm going on this vacation. What's in my policy now? right? I mean, that's step. Wouldn't you say that's one of the best ways to start this process?
Yeah, definitely. Check and see what coverage you have or don't have,
right,
and have, you know, a good handle on that.
Yeah, because a lot of people, too, I would imagine when they're purchasing their health insurance, I'm sure there's a small percentage that, you know, just pay whatever. But for most of us, we look into that coverage and we sort of weigh out how much do we want to spend a month or a year or whatever. And a lot of times travel gets into a real, you know, kind of a sticky wicket with insurance companies from a health insurance perspective, certainly, where they're like, yeah, well, if you're in the middle of this and you're in the middle of that and we have to airlift you out and we have to, you know, all of the, and you think, well, wait a minute, isn't that supposed to be? Well, no, we didn't cover you for that because that's not something you do every day. Oh, okay. That's why you show up to your website and that's all that, well, it's not all these companies do, but you go back and you say, okay, what are you doing? Isn't that kind of where that process starts once you've checked with your primary health insurance folks?
Yes. Yeah, you definitely, you can come to our website, put in all your travel information, your trip dates, destination, your residence, age. All of that will factor into what plans are available for you. And yeah, you can run a quote and see the plans that are available. And if, you know, I know it can be overwhelming. There may be many choices. So we do have a customer care team that is fully licensed. And if you need help or, you know, just some assistance trying to choose a policy, you can give them a call and, you know, they'll run through the questions and see what your main concerns are and all of that and just have the conversation around what you might be looking for. And they can make some recommendations.
What about the insurance that's offered by some of the travel product providers themselves? I realize you can't possibly characterize, you know, thousands of different companies worldwide. But again, we see that in the booking process for certainly on the DIY vacations. How does that factor into all of this?
So one thing you want to be careful with, if you're looking at something point of sale, first, it may only cover that portion of your trip that you're purchasing at that point.
Got
so
it.
Whether it be a flight or a cruise, you know, whatever. Also, you really need to look at the terms of the policy because a lot of times it is a protection plan and it may be benefiting the travel supplier more than the customer.
What do you mean by that?
So the coverage. So there may be some benefits if you need to cancel the trip. They may reimburse you in points versus actual cash. Where the travel insurance policies that we offer through the providers that we work with will reimburse you for the money that you've paid out versus, you know, trying to give you back points or something like that.
InsureMyTrip.com points. Yes, I got it. We get cash back. And I would imagine that is the number one concern that people have, which is, okay, I'm going to spend money on this trip. Say it, you know, a $15,000 trip. I would consider that to be a bucket list trip. I'm going overseas. I can't have things go wrong. But if they do, I have literally an insurance policy in my back pocket. And that's what they're paying for so that in the unlikely event they have to use it, they get their money back, right?
Right. And as with any policy, my number one recommendation would be read the policy, see what is covered, what's not covered. Because even with the travel insurance policies that we offer, there's going to be some exclusions. So you definitely want to be familiar. And if it is a policy purchased through Insure My Trip, again, you can give us a call. And if there's any questions, we can go through that policy with you.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point, too, because, you know, travel is so, it's so vast. It's so, but then when we start narrowing it down, it becomes very specific very quickly. And we're talking about policies here that this is an everyday occurrence to these, what would it be, underwriters, to these insurers, that they really, they understand the notion of, oh, you're going to be going here. Okay, well, here are things to consider that maybe you didn't consider. Oh, you're going to be doing these activities. Okay, well, here are things to consider. And really kind of assembling a policy that's ultra personal to you and to that particular vacation at that time, right?
Right, yeah. We offer plans that have different options that you can purchase. And they can be customized more towards what you may be doing on your trip.
Mm-hmm. What is the number one concern that people have before they purchase a policy?
So I think probably in the travel world today, the number one thing on people's mind is coronavirus and having potential coverage for that. So we have seen companies covering, if you contract the virus, they will cover that as any other covered illness. So say, you know, you were to get the flu before and the doctor says you're too sick to travel. We're seeing companies handle if you contract COVID sort of the same way.
Got it.
One of the coverages that I really want to point out is something called cancel for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a time-sensitive benefit or option on a plan. And really, that's going to give you the most flexibility in the event that you have to cancel. If, say, you know, there's a border closure, you know, something
right.
like that, and you don't feel comfortable traveling, or, you know, you may be going to somewhere that's now a hotspot
right.
for the virus. And again, you don't feel comfortable traveling. Fear of travel is not typically a covered reason mm-hmm. under a plan to be able to cancel or interrupt your trip.
Right.
So it really does benefit people to look at plans that may offer cancel for any reason to be able to at least reimburse up to 75% of their non-refundable trip costs.
I would think that that may be would certainly be a more popular option these days, because I, you know, we know we see the data like you do. People, we do have a desire to go places. We don't like being shut in our homes, and we do want to get out there. And maybe we get as far as saying, and certainly, you know, the airlines are doing it, and the hotels are doing it, and the cruise is doing it, saying, you know, we've got availability, we're enticing you, and you get all this, you get down this road, and you know, come January, you're like, I just don't feel comfortable going.
Right.
And it used to be, even with an insurance policy, we're like, well, that's not really a reason. That's not a reason. But here you're saying in some cases it could be a legitimate reason. Like, I don't feel comfortable doing it.
Right. And so, again, it is an optional benefit on some plans.
Yeah.
And there are a few eligibility requirements. So you want to be, you know, careful as you're looking at things.
Yeah.
So you want to be purchasing the plan within usually 10 to 21 days after making the first payment towards your trip.
Okay.
So usually what we recommend is you make a deposit, put some money down on the trip, then go look at your insurance options.
Got it.
You want to be insuring the full prepaid non-refundable value of the trip.
Okay.
And with this benefit, you would need to be canceling your trip at least 2 days prior to departure.
Sure. It can't be morning of, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And again, it's not full reimbursement, but depending on the plan, it's usually somewhere between 50 to 75%. So, you know, it does give you the flexibility to say, I don't feel comfortable traveling. And at that point, at least you would get most likely the majority of your money back.
Well, and that gets us kind of down a rabbit trail. I'm not sure we have the time because, you know, I'm in between snacks, so I have to get back to my Triscuits. But that does bring up an interesting point where you say, you know, I booked this vacation with my travel advisor who I love, and she's terrific. She's been with the family for years and whatever. And she's booked these arrangements through several different providers. A couple of weeks, maybe even a month out, you say, I just don't feel it. Let's move this entire trip. Does my insurance move with you? Can it move with you?
So that depends. There's a few things that may go into it, but for the majority of cases, yes, they would most likely allow you to transfer the dates to a new trip. You would just have to provide the documentation showing, you know, the old trip isn't happening and here's the details for the new trip. And that would just be a call into our customer care department, and they'd be able to help you out with that.
And by the way, forgive me because I have not done this yet, but when I go to insuremytrip.com, I think I got it right. Did I get it right? Okay, good.
That's
I couldn't
it.
Get your name right. Why would I get the website right? Anywho, that's another matter. When I go there, am I going to be able to see on a grid the results of those policies, or is it really more of a because you work with a number of different insurance companies. I was noting this isn't just like, you know, the home baked, whatever you got cooking there in Rhode Island. These are major insurance companies, and they all have policies, a lot of them, I should say, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would just enter in, again, your trip information, you know, answer a few questions. And once you click the button, you would see the different plans that are available to you. And you can sort them, you can compare and look at them side by side and see what they offer. You know, we offer some very basic plans that have lower limits of coverage all the way up to your premium plans. So it's really what your comfort level is.
What is the most used or most exercised event that goes on these days in general? Do you have data like that, or do you publish that kind of data? I would think that it would be medical. I would think it would be a health-related issue that has nothing to do. They just happen to be in Antigua at the time.
We don't handle claims and stuff on our end. That's done by the companies themselves. But yeah, we definitely hear all different, you know, medical,
right.
Trip cancellation, interruption, you know, maybe baggage claims.
Yeah.
If something happens to your belongings while you're on your trip, travel delays, you know, it's sort of, there's a lot that can happen.
You know, it's so funny because it's ironic. I don't know, Alanis, I'm not sure about that either, but you know, what's interesting, the point we're making here is that, you know, 9.5 times out of 10, that's not scientific. You know, things, the travel industry is actually very good at being the travel industry. You know, 9 times out of 10, your luggage will arrive. You're not going to get robbed if it's, you know, reasonable, and you have these phenomenal vacations. And again, when you start to think about it, there could be so many things that could go wrong. And also, I would guess the net effect of it too, you know, it would sort of, you know, once that flight's delayed, then this is delayed, then this, and a chain reaction can really build, and it can really end up costing you a lot of money. And I think, too, that we kind of assume that the companies are going to do the right thing, which, yes, they do. I would imagine they try, but having an insurance policy exists for that very reason. It's an insurance policy.
Right. Yeah, and that's one thing to also know. You know, as you're finding out from your health insurance company if they're going to cover you, talk to the travel suppliers and see what their, you know, cancellation penalties and stuff, how they'll work with you. God forbid something does happen.
Yeah, I think that a lot of those benefits, too, that we don't even realize. We talk about that, too, with car rental and whether or not your car rental insurance covers and is carried through. But even a credit card that you would elect to use. There may be some benefits there as well. You know, it's a good idea to know those things in advance to find out what you need, because why pay twice for something you're already paying for?
Right.
Or at least a portion of it. Megan, I can't think of a better way to spend a Thursday afternoon. Thank you for this.
Yeah.
Well, then our work is done here. I think we can take the rest of the afternoon off.
This sounds like a plan.
Sounds like good to me. Thank you, Megan. I appreciate it. It's insuremytrip.com. Did I get it right?
That's right.
Very good.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings.